Section 5, Our Truth-Filled Literature, Chapter 19, Books That Give the Message. Proclaim the Third Angel's Message. The Lord calls for workers to enter the canvassing field that the books containing the light of present truth may be circulated. The people in the world need to know that the signs of the times are fulfilling. Take to them the books that will enlighten them. Those who have been long in the truth are asleep. They need to be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. The third angel's message is to be proclaimed with a loud voice. Tremendous issues are before us. We have no time to lose. God forbid that we should allow minor matters to eclipse the light which should be given to the world. The warning message is to be carried to all parts of the world. Our books are to be published in many different languages. With these books, humble, faithful men are to go forth as call-porter evangelists, bearing the truth to many who otherwise would never be enlightened. Manuscript 76, 1901. A definite mission. My heart aches as I see those who profess to be looking for the Savior devoting their time and talents to circulating books that contain nothing concerning the special truths for this time, books of narrative, books of biography, books of men's theories and speculations. The world is full of such books. They can be had anywhere, but how can the followers of Christ engage in so common a work when there is crying need for God's truth on every hand? Is it not our mission to circulate such works? There are thousands of others to do this, who as yet have not sufficient knowledge of anything better. We have a definite mission, and we should not turn from it to side issues. Men and means are not to be employed in bringing before the people books that have no bearing upon the present truth. Manual for Canvassers, page 51. Unless care is taken, the market will be flooded with books of a cheap order, and the people will be deprived of the light and truth which it is essential they should have to prepare the way of the Lord. Letter 43, 1899. Handle books that bring light to the soul. Let canvassers handle books that bring light and strength to the soul, and let them drink in the spirit of these books. Let them put their whole soul into the work of presenting these books to the people. If they are imbued with the Spirit of God, heavenly angels will give them success in their work, and they will gain a deep, rich experience. Letter 75, 1900. Teach the evidences of our faith. Our workers should now be encouraged to give their first attention to books that deal with the evidences of our faith, books that teach the doctrines of the Bible, and that will prepare a people to stand in the trying times before us. Having brought a people to the enlightenment of the truth by prayerful labor in Bible instruction and through a wise use of our publications, we are to teach them to become laborers in word and doctrine. We are to encourage them to scatter the books that deal with Bible subjects, books the teaching of which will prepare a people to stand having their loins girded with truth and their lamps burning. Volume 9, page 61. Contain present truth. Canvassers should be encouraged to take hold of this work, not to canvass for storybooks, but to bring before the world the books containing truth essential for this time. Volume 6, page 315. Give the testing truths. The larger books contain present truth for this time, truth that it is to be proclaimed in all parts of the world. Our canvassers are to circulate the books that give definite instruction regarding the testing messages that are to prepare a people to stand on the platform of eternal truth, holding aloft the banner on which is inscribed the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. I have been instructed that the canvassing work is to be revived. Our smaller books with our pamphlets and journals can and should be used in connection with our larger books. Manuscript 136, 1903.